Hey, girl, you can't make it? Aw, no te preocupes, next time. A friend canceling plans is actually music to my ears, and it's all thanks to IKEA. I've been to las discotecas, and I've socialized a lot. But now, nothing is more exciting than getting a good night's sleep. I've got IKEA blackout curtains, a comfy comforter from IKEA, dimmable lamps, and a mattress that feels like sleeping on a cloud. From, adivinaste, IKEA. Visit your nearest IKEA today and find everything you need para crear el cuarto de tus sueños.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Hey everyone, welcome back, and thanks. Pull up to the curb and lean against the fender because we're ready to party, pal. So is Shift and Steer episode 445, and we're going to be at 500 before we know it, you guys. I mean, we are going to be at 500. That's craziness. My Super Rad BMX podcast, we're recording episode number 2 tonight. So like an infant. So,
well, Brad, you love to start over.
Yes. reset. So, hey, we're coming off of a holiday weekend. Did you guys have a good time this 4th of July?
Oh, it was 4th of July?
It was.
I thought it was just hot.
You commie bastard. Didn't you know that it was the 4th of July?
Yeah. Sure. Celebrating. With a few friends, ate burgers. The dogs didn't approve of anything that was happening in the sky.
Oh,
and that was it.
No kidding. Okay, how about you, Aaron?
I think I watched a bunch of foreign movies, and we actually didn't do anything. I'm getting
didn't watch
more
Red Dawn or anything like that.
No, yeah, right. I'm getting more mobility, but I didn't feel like fighting the hassling nuts crowds. And no, we just went next door for a little dinner barbecue and just kind of relaxed. Good.
That's what we did. We went to a barbecue over at Mikey's, and then. Went out on the boat a little bit, and like you said, Matt, my dog was Newport was, it was effing nuts. It was like a war zone. It was just so crazy, and crazier than I've ever remembered it. And my dog, I think he finally just gave up. Like, okay, screw it. They're not stopping, so. He just kind of went under the table and just sat there while we ate dinner. So
that's why we don't go out.
Yep. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was
Aaron fun. Goes under the table and waits for the fireworks. Just,
Well, that has a different connotation for adults. my wife is so funny. You know, she's from the Czech Republic and has a little bit of an accent, but her language is interesting. Her diction is interesting. And she always says, "Oh, I was so on the table last night." It's funny. Under the table.
Under.
It's the slang that's hard to pick up on.
No, I love it. It's adorable. I don't even want to correct her, but sometimes you have to, you know. But I'd prefer on the table. That's
my translator that worked for me in Switzerland was like that. She could speak five languages fluently, but it was always something like she would go, "I was in my swim suite." And Charlotte would go, "It's a swimsuit." But it's spelt like sweet. And Charlotte goes, "Well, there's no E on the end. If there's an E, it would be sweet." But it's, oh, those are the things that confuse me, she would say, you know?
And, oh, English
they confuse me too. And I'm from here.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the worst.
Terrible. But now, see, I'm totally off track. I forgot what I was going to say.
And
that ruins the whole show because we might as well just call it a day then, guys. No.
Why don't you think about it? And I'll tell you guys about Bet Online.
You know what? That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what you were going to say. Yeah. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball and golf to soccer and all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. They have every stat. Every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with over 150 different slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
All right.
You got a roll of money. You should bet.
Yeah, it looks online. Like Brad's been betting.
That's what I was saying. I'm going to go bet online, man. I got to roll 100 here.
Who had us in a role like that other than drug dealers in movies and TV shows? Matt uses a rubber band?
It's a prop. It's a prop. It's always on his desk.
It's not a rubber band. That is a an O-ring from a Bond Speed wheel cap.
Oh, from a center cap. Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
See.
Yeah. It's the one that's supposed to be on your truck, Matt.
You see the detail there
on the car behind me. It's supposed to have center caps on it.
Yes. Yes. Hey, let's.
It
let's
is literally the reason
here.
Why
As
I don't drive
I was
that car.
Saying, one of the best 4th of July weekends ever because I didn't even set foot in the office the entire 4 days, which is unheard of. But it was.
Well, it's because you left your keys at your mom's house in Arizona.
Well, that was beside the point. But yeah, but no, man. I, you know, 4th of July, I had fun. On Saturday, I went down to Huntington Beach on a holiday weekend and drank at bars with a buddy of mine. And then on Saturday, did I say Saturday? I meant Friday. And then Saturday, I met up with Dave Merrick and we went to the Handbuilt Motorcycle Show up in LA. And
at the bike shed, right?
Yeah. Well, no,
no,
it wasn't.
No,
at
it was
the
at
bike shed.
Autoconduct.
Oh,
or
I thought
what
it was at
used
the bike
to be
shed.
Autoconduct.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we met at the bike shed. That's why my post said that we had lunch there. Then we Ubered back over. And it was a great location. It was a storage facility for cars for a long time, wasn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it was called Autoconduct, but I honestly don't know if they still run it or not. But yeah,
well, it was empty.
It's like an event space and car storage.
Great event space because the way you come in had multiple buildings, had a great parking lot in the center, and now the hours on Friday it was 6 p.m. to midnight. On Saturday it was noon to midnight, and on Sunday it was noon to six, I believe. But so they had this thing, they had all kinds of events going on. They had trick riders, motorcycle trick riders, and all kinds of things happening. But the very best thing of the entire event, other than spectacular motorcycles, which we'll post some of those from the event on the Shift and Steer Instagram page, but was the Ives Brothers Wall of Death. And I mean, you guys, I have seen this so many times in photos or on a video, but I'd never seen it live and in person. Have you guys ever been to one of these motorcycle walls of death, you know, where they ride inside the, how do we describe it? It is a wooden barrel that is probably about, I'm going to say 25 feet across. And then around the upper rim, there's an observation deck that they've built. And it, the motorcycle rider rides in it and gets totally sideways. The best part of it is that, okay, there's two guys in there. One guy starts going, then the other guy joins him. And then at one point they're going side by side. Another point they're going, you know, opposite ways, but they would say, hey, and if you want tips for the riders, just hold them out. And people would hold out a 5 or a 10 or a 20 or whatever. And they would come around and they would grab it from their hands. And that was pretty cool because I thought, wow, that guy's like taking he's sideways. He's going fast. He can see it. And he takes his hand off the handlebar to do it. But that wasn't it, man. That was just part of it. Then they go, hey, we've got some t-shirts for everyone. And so he'd go low. They would hand him one. He is riding sideways, takes off the shirt he's wearing.
Oh, God.
Puts on the t-shirt to show that he could actually do it while he's riding. And then he would take that t-shirt back off and throw it into the crowd. Then he would go down and get another one and he would do the same thing. And I was like, I don't think I could ride a motorcycle down the street and change my shirt, let alone, you know, sideways in there.
Yeah. Now the shirts are used.
Yes, they're used.
They're going clockwise, right? So their throttle hand is always on the throttle. They were going
counterclockwise.
Really? So he's got to take off his throttle hand to
They must have something done there because there were times when he was riding side saddle. I mean, sideways, side saddle. And then he was riding with no hands. He was,
they have to have some kind of throttle lock.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And, it was so much fun to watch. Wow. And they had a nice cover over it. So you forgot how hot it was out. And then the bikes, there was a great selection of cars and bikes there. I didn't expect cars, but the one main hall where they had a lot of the bikes, man, some of those hand-built bikes are, and it was such a variety. There was an off-road bike. There were 70s era bikes. There was just completely hand-built, really well worth going. They curated it very well. And our buddy Barry Weiss, he had his Mercury Zephyr and two of his bikes on display. There was, I'm trying to think of everybody else. Rod Emery had one of his Porsches.
Rod Emery was there. Magnus Walker was there. I don't know if he had anything on display. Yeah. Leno was curating something, but I don't know if he brought stuff to display.
Yeah. And of course, our friend Teresa, she was there with her Real Deal booth, and they were teaching kids and women how to weld and how to paint, how to pinstripe, and they had it all right there on display. It was
so
pretty cool.
Well, from all the photos I've seen, I follow Menacing Ayu on Instagram, and he's a Japanese builder, Shinya Kimura. Man, his work is so cool. He had those kind of stretched bikes that were all, I believe they're all aluminum.
I know exactly what one you mean. Yeah,
really cool. I've been following his work for a long time. I love his style. It is kind of rat roddy, but kind of in on a different level. I love the Japanese culture and what they're building in motorcycles, their profile, you know, everything's low and lean and flat, and very ornate, very, very retro. I love their styling right now. It's a good movement.
Oh, there was also, 289 Cobra in just absolute barn fine condition. It was sitting there with ropes around it, and it was white, all chipped up, all scratched up, you know, just like, and just as we were walking up to it, the guy who runs the show comes up and he was putting a sign on the front glass, and it said, "Please do not tap on this car. It is aluminum." I mean, you know, people, you know, still got to walk up and go, "Hey, is it fiberglass?" You know, I mean, but it just looked so cool because it was just so original. Just something about that when you see a car like that and it hasn't been all restored and it's just so perfect but so worn at the same time, you know.
So cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see.
Now you went over to the wagon show, didn't you, Matt, at the Peterson
Wagon Fest? You know, Peterson hosts events all the time, but I went out and met up with our old friend, Justin Osmer. Justin Osmer was at Forza Motorsport for a long time, and he's been on the podcast at SEMA. And then he started a consultancy and did his own thing for a while. And I think he's just back at Forza now. So he's doing what he was doing before, I believe, the partnerships, which was kind of cool about the game that I love that Justin was doing was the big partnerships, especially on like the cover art of the game. Like the game would be coming out and they would have a car featured that's not even out yet, oftentimes something really cool.
Yeah.
And they would just sort of get the inside track and work with, you know, Porsche, Bugatti, whoever, on getting that done. So I think he's back doing that. And he was involved with helping to organize this Wagon Fest event. And it was super cool. And they got Audi out there as well. Audi showed up with one of their IMSA cars and the new Audi RS6 Avant GT. This is the
RS6
wagon. But that livery, the white with the orange and the black, I believe 85 of them are going to be built.
Oh, with that color combo.
Yeah. Huh? And it does come with performance upgrades. It's not just a livery package, but it's like $150,000 or $160,000. And I'm sure there's going to be a hefty little markup on top of that. But I was talking to Alistair Weaver from Edmonds on CarCast, and he had a chance to hit the track at Willow Springs with that.
Oh, really? Car. Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
He just said, what a beast of a car. Just the coolest thing. Just the coolest thing. I know we have so many super SUVs out there, but the idea of the utility of the wagon, but again, low to the ground and just set up essentially like a sports sedan is a cool
piece. Those Audi wagons, there's a couple in my neighborhood and I see them, and one of them is, you know, it's beautiful just in its stock. Then the other one, the guy has wheels, tires, and it's lowered slightly. And it just looks so good.
Yeah,
I like those all roads, the Audi all roads. When we lived in Tahoe, I always wanted one. It's such a cool car, that the Avants, even the little three series hatch, you know, if they only made a two door. But we don't get a lot of two doors in the U.S., but they're so cool looking. Audis are pretty cool.
Yeah, they've always done such a great job. Yeah. So what kind of turnout did they have at that show? Really good?
Yeah, it was it seemed packed to me. I mean, it was a good event. They got a good attendance, and the coolest wagons from the vintage-ish, you know, Audi, you know, like 850s. Acura had some wagons, Saab had wagons.
Oh, yeah.
Any like 81 Caprice wagons there?
No, I don't recall seeing it. A little bit older Dodge. Dodge had a wagon there.
Like a Polaris or something?
Yeah.
A Velare.
But it was kind of hot rodded out. It had, you know, muscle car.
Any G wagons, or don't they count just because it's just in a name?
Not just in the name, but Mercedes for sure. BMW, Mercedes. You know, the coolest. Wagons are still kind of a niche thing. It's just like, I don't know, like here in America, people don't love them, but I don't know.
That's
it
not
just
true.
Felt
I would
like...
drive one in a heartbeat if I could find, like, I would love to have one of those Audi wagons. Those are badass, but they're so expensive. But yeah. I've thought many a times, like a Mercedes wagon or something, and just, you know, kind of like my old 300 CE, and, you know, kind of slam it down, black it out, and just make it look like my old 300 CE Mercedes. But it's just, I've just never pulled the trigger on it, I guess.
Yeah. And they're growing on me. They, you know, when you start to see them set up with the good stance and everything, for a while, it was just the soccer mom car before SUVs really started taking off and just seemed big and heavy and not necessary. But now, car companies have really turned them into something cool. But then you go back and you're like, you see a 510, a Datsun 510 wagon. You're like,
yeah, that's
is
so cool.
Yeah. It's, I sort of got turned on to wagons back in the early 90s when I went to Japan, and Moon Eyes, they had so many hot rodded wagons of all types. And they did such a good job with them. I was like, These are cool, you know? Yeah. I mean, and I thought to myself, you know, sometime in the future, I'll know someone who owns a beverage company called Bravago, and they could haul stuff in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they could haul stuff around in there.
That's what we're getting to, for sure.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if you, now, I wouldn't say the Shooting Brake is a wagon. It's more of a hatchback,
right.
I think. Because you talked before about like starting to look into the Ferrari FF, is it getting
or the
cool
Lusso
car.
or something like that.
But I don't know if you guys ever saw this or ever heard of this, but when Dodge had a Viper, and then when they were under the umbrella of like Alfa Romeo, Alfa, I think just in Europe, they did like a shooting brake Alfa Romeo that was all based off of the Viper. Underneath it, it was all Viper. The engine, the transmission.
Never heard of that, no.
And it's, but the outside was like a shooting brake with the Alfa grill and everything. And
look at that.
It is cool. It is really cool. I don't know. Yes. They could have made
2010 Alfa Romeo TZ3 Stradale Zagato, Dodge Viper based. Wow, that thing is badass. Well done, Matt. Well done. Good call.
It looks cool. And it's just, it's kind of, it's cool because you think it's all American muscle underneath with Italian style.
Yeah, that thing is pretty badass.
Isn't that neat?
And I don't recall how many. Could have made 5 or could have made 25, but it was very limited production. Uh-huh. And when you see the interior, you can see it's like they kind of just dressed up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The
Viper.
The Viper. As a matter of fact, I think one of them might be coming up for sale at an auction. I can't say exactly where. It might be like an RM Sotheby's, but it might not even be here. It might be overseas. I don't even know if any of these cars made it to America. I just don't know as much about them, but it is.
Some YouTuber should body kit a Viper with this, man. That would be. Yeah,
we sell a bunch of Bravago and buy this car.
Yes. Or an Alfa Romeo 8C shooting brake. That thing's not bad looking either.
No, and that's a cool car, but something about having the Viper underneath the skin of this thing. Not that the Viper was a particularly well-built car. And I imagine this version is even more terrible, but man, it looks good.
it really does look good.
More hacked together. No, but
I love the rear end too.
It's cool.
So cool. And it does. It does look like the old Zagato. That there was a 50s SS Zagato or something, which is what this is designed after, which is really cool. What about those weird goofy Jaguar? I don't know if they were early 90s. Remember the Jaguar like XJ6 wagons? It's like they're kind of quirky cool. I've always liked those.
It was maybe kind of under the like Ford ownership back in the day.
Yeah, I think
Ford
so.
Had Jag, so. Aston Martin. But I still think they have them.
Oh yeah, I remember
them.
Those. Yeah, there weren't. You didn't see many of those.
No, they're really
over
rare.
Here.
Yeah, they. Yeah, let's see. I think they still have a wagon. I just don't think they do.
I mean, Jaguar always had in the new body style, but in that. Yeah. In that era that he's talking about.
It was the four headlights. Like there's a 06, 08. So somewhere in that room. I thought they were much earlier than that. But it's like they're strangely kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, it reminds me of like of that era. It's almost like, you know, when they did that Camaro concept wagon and the Firebird concept wagon. It's kind of
like that. So the Corvette wagon, like that 58 or 57 Corvette wagon. I like all that.
But you know what a lot of that is you have to have a corporate sponsor, just like we have to have a corporate sponsor. And we're going to hear.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
From them right now. Okay. Hey, thanks for everybody supporting us.
Didn't Callaway do like a Corvette wagon?
I don't know if it was a
wagon.
Yeah,
they did some prototypes.
Yeah, it had a slope back. It was an attachment. Our friend drove one to SEMA one time.
They did the Trans Am one where the glass opened like up, you know?
Yeah.
It was weird. They did a lot of stuff like that back in the day, I guess.
It was more of a shooting break, right? The arrow wagon.
So now what about the Porsche, the Panamera Sport Turismo? Is that considered a wagon, or is that a...
It's more of a shooting break, I think.
More of a shooting break?
Yeah, but it is a four-door, isn't it?
It's a four-door.
See many of those on the road.
I know. I saw one like a week or so
ago. I like them. They're love cool.
Those. Totally get one. I think a Taycan has one too, right?
That the electric. No.
I think the Taycan does. There's an electric version of that too. Maybe just not in the U.S. market. Yeah, Porsche Taycan 4-Cross Turismo. There it is. Yep. Bam. Yeah, that one's called a 4-Cross Turismo. So there is. There's one in the Taycan and one in the Panamera. Those are cool. I saw the Taycan on the road the other day. That's
oh, yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah. I didn't want to challenge you, Matt. Of all people.
That's called Taycan. It's not Toucan.
The Cross Turismo.
Brad, I'll challenge because it could be a mouth fart.
Oh, sure.
You know I love you, Brad.
I just don't store a lot of those facts in my head like Matt does.
I know. Where does he put it all?
I got to get rid of other stuff in my head to make room for
it. It's like that ad. I forget what company it is. They say you have to forget something to add something to your brain.
Yeah, I think it's Uber. I think it's Uber, like Uber, yeah. Uber Eats or something. Yeah.
And they got my ex-girlfriend on that ad. Yeah,
yeah, sure they do.
It's like Ed Justice Jr. Every time I see him and we talk or anything, I always go, where do you put all this stuff?
I like Ed. I like him a lot. Yeah. I think he's a good guy.
Freiburger, you know, because it's hidden in the walls. It's like a Harry Potter movie. There's just relics full of information.
He has dusty archives that he blows off and goes, and there's always something there. Hey, a destination that this wasn't even on my notes for today's show, but every 4th of July it comes up. Someday I've got to go to where they drive the cars off the cliff up in Alaska.
Oh my God.
That event
is Alaska?
Yeah, it is so cool.
Probably the only place they can legally do it.
If you haven't seen this online, search it, because they actually take like 25 or 30 cars every year they have them entered, and they catapult them off this huge cliff, and the audience sits at the bottom the other side of this little pond, and the pond is supposed to protect them, like if some car goes too far. And they always said nobody can get their car even close. And this year, some little convertible landed in the pond. It didn't bounce, it landed in the pond. But I mean, it's crazy the way they do these, and they shoot them with a drone. They get the footage of it from a drone, and it's the perspective is just crazy because it's a huge, huge hill. I mean, it's like a mountain.
It showed up on my Instagram yesterday, and I was like, what is this? Oh, my God, that looks so dangerous. I thought it was, like, CGI or something, and then, like, the second one went through. I'm like, no, this is real.
When
like,
you said Freiberger, it made me think about it because they did an episode of their show up there where yeah. they took a car up and participated, and I think it would be so cool to take, like, an FF Ferrari or one of those.
Yeah, like just, that Alfa Romeo Viper yeah, thing we were yeah, just talking about. Something off. Rare and expensive. Rad. Yeah,
or maybe
yeah,
a Bugatti or something like that.
Only
you know?
If you're allowed to drive it off the cliff. Like, you know, if
you
can't
no.
get to go with it.
Only your car.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So they just no strip the cars out?
They strip them out. There's yeah. no glass in them or anything. And
no
they shoot them off.
Probably.
And it is.
Yeah.
You've got to see it because
yeah,
when you say it's off a hill, you think, no, this has got to be a 200-foot drop. I mean, it's
easy, yeah.
And it's all cleared of the, you know, the trees and everything. And I don't know if it was cleared the first time they did it, or
but,
if the trees got cleared by the cars.
It's a graveyard because at the bottom of that,
yeah,
there's just mounds of cars.
It's so cool. It's crumpled. So environmentally friendly. It's
yeah, I'm sure the rules are it has to be completely stripped of pretty much everything. It's
yeah,
just wheels
yeah,
on a
yeah, yeah.
On a
it's
a
just
frame
a carcass.
We got to look up what it's called yeah. so we can point people in the direction.
Alaskan car throwing.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is it going to be called?
The Mountain Fest.
The Glacier right. View River Retreat near Anchorage.
Oh,
sounds like the last place you'd expect it to be.
It's 300 feet.
It's what?
300 feet.
300
oh,
feet.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So
it started in the early 2000s. It said it started, this is so Alaska. It started in the early 2000s when someone hit a moose and needed to dispose of a wrecked vehicle. They had this imagination and they're like, oh, like, let's, and they're like, what? It's all downhill from there. They're like, but what you're talking about. So at the top of the cliff, they put a little bit of a dirt ramp. So
right,
there's
right.
like a van towing like a little caravan and it's just van and trailer going off.
Wow.
So is that's there an official glacier name that you see there, Matt?
I'm trying to find.
Is it the Glacial View Car Launch?
Yeah, I guess yeah, that's
that
it.
Sounds okay. Right.
Glacial View Car Launch. Yeah. So look that up, folks. It is pretty funny. And there's lots on
crazy.
Social media.
And well,
this
year,
right.
they're
all stripped out. They like yeah. no glass, nothing in them. They're all kind of painted up funny. And
this year, a guy made a truck that looked exactly like the Fall Guy truck off of the TV show.
Yeah.
And
oh,
launched
yeah.
it off. And
I think that's the one I'm watching on YouTube right now.
Okay.
I see that now that it landed.
Square body Chevy truck and it
yeah,
had the right
yeah,
wheels and
it.
Tires and everything.
Yeah.
And,
wow. Yeah, they're all painted up. They have numbers on them. There's
yeah, they have fun with it.
Goofy stuff, yeah.
They kind of look like Lemons cars that
totally.
Yeah,
I was just
going to
say,
yeah.
it's like the Lemons.
Somewhere between this and there's one that just went and missed the ramp.
It missed the ramp?
Yeah.
So it just tumbled down the hill?
It just flew off the hill, but it didn't get the launch.
Yeah.
And some of them getting some big air.
Oh, some of them get huge air.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the school bus launched pretty good too. There's
so
a
you
got to
go check this out, everybody, because it'll put a smile on your face for sure. But
such a huge crowd.
All the people, they're just sitting out there with their beer and their lawn chairs.
But you're right. Like they launch them off a cliff and there's like a pond down there and then the people, but
The people are at the edge of the pond.
They're kind of closer than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not so worried about the car reaching them, but you think
parts?
Debris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
this
you
is
look
why
at
they
the,
really
at
gotta
the
be
drone
down.
Footage from like behind a little bit. So you're looking down.
That's
at the
drone footage I was talking about.
Yeah. It,
follow
it does.
Them.
It looks cool. it looks like, you know, something's going to get someone eventually.
It's like, you know, when people come back from the event, they got like a little piece of metal sticking out of their forehead or something. They go, oh, you went to the Glacial Car Launch. Yeah.
They set off the detector.
When those cars roll down the hill, you fully expect a piece of something to go.
Well, some of them you see just scattering parts and you can see it in the pond and you think, I might sit back a little bit farther. But you got to remember where we're at. This is Alaska. And, you know, people, you know, they probably have moose chase them and wolves. And, you know, that's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Car parts, what's the big deal?
a few years ago, I don't think you were at the track with us at the Rolex Historics at the track. One of the cars was coming around. I think it was like, might have been like the Decon Monza, you know, just a big, big tire car, big V8 hauling, and came around the turn, and the hub within the wheel. So where the wheel was still bolted on, but all the spokes just tore off.
Oh, and, so the whole outer structure is separate.
And it flew and it bounced. And even though the crowd is behind the fences and everything, you know, looks like kind of like a hockey game, you know?
Yeah.
And that thing flew and landed in the bleachers. People were running. I mean, it was on a day where it was a little light on spectators, so they had room to move. It was packed. You'd stand up and try to move, and the crowd would be jammed. It would be tough to move. But this thing bounced over the fence, hit the bleachers. And it was, I mean, it's a racing slick with half a rim, you know, at least the outer portion of a rim. I mean, that's a hell of a weight getting thrown at you. You know, I don't know. Yeah. It's 70 pounds, 60 pounds getting thrown at you. And so you're watching this thing, and you see these cars fly down the cliff and they break apart before they hit the water.
There was one of them where the front wheel did break off and went, and it still had the suspension parts bolted to it. And I'm just
like, I don't want somebody throwing a wheel at me at, you know, 40 miles an hour.
No, thank you.
Especially if it's got an A-arm attached to it, you know, that'll tear you up. Hey, Aaron, you're always talking about Morgans. Did you see the special edition Super 3 models that they're coming out with?
Yeah, I want to say I wanted to be more impressed with some of the designs. They're playful. I like the aircraft ones, but yeah, they have how many is it, like 8 or 10 or 12? There's a bunch of, and these are the new Morgan three wheelers, the little three cylinder Fords. But one of them is the blue is a bluebird. A theme, and I've mentioned it before, but for those of you that don't know, Dad's first Ferrari that he ever bought was a Ferrari 330. I think I was 6 maybe years old, so 1976 maybe 1977, and he bought it in England. It was right-hand drive, and it used to belong to that gentleman, and I can never remember his name, darn it, but it was one of his cars, and it was painted that light bird's egg, robin's egg blue. And he was the one that raced the Bluebird, which won the land speed record a few times it was a jet car, right? The Bluebird.
Yeah.
He was British and this, so they have a tribute to him, which I thought was pretty cool as one of the models. But
let's just say that they're Britishly conservative.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
You had mentioned Ford Power. They're 1.5 liter Ford engines.
Yeah.
There are 9 different liveries, if you
will. Oh, 9 different liveries. That's it.
And they're going to do 9 of each. So there's going to be 81 cars that they'll make. And they're about $54,000.
And let's talk about the other name.
No, they're more like 70. You watch. Yeah. There are no $50,000 Morgans.
You said the Bluebird. There's also the Boulevard Cruiser. There's the Picker Sleigh, the Speed Shop, the Space Race, the Warp Speed.
That's right. See, I like all those.
Scramble the Jet.
Yeah.
Charlie Mike, Fast Forward, and the Whoosh Bang. Wait a minute.
Yeah, some of them are pretty fun.
But what I want to know is, what did you name your Morgan? It better have a name, because if it doesn't have a name, I'm going to be really disappointed.
You know what's funny? That's one of the few cars we haven't named.
Even I thought it was the Bushwhacker.
No. Oh shit again. No, actually, you know what? We haven't named the Morgan. It's just Morgan, because it's the only Morgan.
Because it's the only Morgan you have. It's just the Morgan.
Yeah, God, I haven't.
Okay, I'm gonna propose
that,
a name for you. You call it the Morgan Bluebird Boulevard Cruiser Picker Sleigh Speed Shop Space Race Warp Speed Scramble the Jets Charlie Mike Fast Forward Whoosh Bang.
So it's funny because
that too much?
Because this car is growing on me, and the more I see it in some other configurations, the more it kind of grows on me. And if the price was a little more,
wait a minute, you changed subjects. The what's growing on you?
The Morgan three wheeler.
The new Morgan.
You said car. I don't think of them as cars. That threw me.
True. They're what do they call them? They call them a cycle car. They call them a cycle car. Here they're an auto cycle, so they're kind of mishmash. But the Morgan Super 3. The Morgan Super 3 is kind of growing on me, and they have one addition that the Charlie Mike, which is that tan one. It's got kind of a camo.
Got kind of a camo feel to it.
Yeah, but they have the Scramble, the Jets, I think is the one that they're demoing in the video. And it's got like kind of a little more off-road tires. The guy's like driving it off-road. Remember we talked about, well, we should overland one of these if I ever have one. I think the Charlie Mike is the one. Like you do that one, it's got the racks on the back and you put some little heavier, you know, grip tires on there.
Do you think that'd work on a 30% grade when you're trying to maneuver it along there?
No, you don't. You just take some fire roads and some fun little trails and just do stupid things with it. If they were a lot cheaper, I'd go out there and do trails and stupid things with it. Because I'm not going to grenade that S&S motor that you can't get. I'll grenade that little, actually, I won't grenade that little Ford motor. I'll probably break a couple front end components because they're already failing. Surprisingly, they haven't changed a lot of the undercarriage and like some of the driveline in this. I think it's the same short shaft. It's the same bevel box. It's the same rear end. Some of the front end components are the same. I think the hub is very similar. I've noticed, you know, the roll bars, I think part of the steering mechanics, I've noticed a lot of the same components on the new Super 3 that's on my older one. And that's dangerous because they're starting to fail. My bevel box already failed. The short shafts, the U-joints go bad on those. The bushings go bad. The rear end is a real hassle. And real everything's starting to crack on the steel parts, and I think that's all pretty much.
Wait a minute! You've been trying to sell that to me, and you kept telling me, it's ready to roll. I mean,
it's one of those worthless things that you will just never get rid of. It's just they're wonderfully horrible. That they're the best worst car you'll ever have.
Hey, did you guys watch the F1 race from Silverstone?
I did not. Did you?
The British Grand Prix. I haven't been catching many F1 races at all this season, but I happened to grab the race on Sunday, and man, it was a good race. It was a great race to watch. There was some really good action, but Lewis Hamilton pulled it off for the win, and I did not realize that, you know, he beat Verstappen and who got second. But what I didn't realize is that although Lewis is the winningest driver in the history of F1, he has not won a single event since 2021. I mean, that's crazy.
He's seven
championships.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? You know, so did he just get lucky on that race or what? No, I mean, it's pretty cool that he won in Britain and at the track and everything like that. But I mean, he won handily. I mean, he was up almost a second and a half over the second place driver. And we know in F1, those guys are usually right on top of each other, you know. But what was interesting to watch and what I love about F1 is how they've got all the different tires. And it's not like, oh, there's a little bit of moisture. Let's pull the cars off and put covers on them. You know, they just pull them in and get new tires, you know. Yeah. And they, oh, we're putting medium tires on, and oh, we're gonna put the rain tires on. I mean, I was actually hoping to see that, you know, when you see those F1 cars in the heavy rain and the water's coming off the tires.
Yeah, the big rooster tails.
Yeah, you know,
you don't want to be anybody behind the leader. That's it. Behind the leader, you're screwed.
And actually, though, I read an article recently in the last couple of months. They're trying to develop all the teams are trying to develop all these different fenders because at some point, I think it's next season, they have to have something to prevent those roosters so that they can see better, you know, and it'll be another era of F1 behind us. We won't have boys.
I watched IndyCar on Sunday. They're at Mid Ohio. And it was interesting. Pat O'Ward won. Alex Palou was in second. Alex was leading almost the entire race. And then a little hiccup in pit lane. And he just missed getting out there in front of Pato, and Pato won. And it was a great race. But they pretty much like debuted the hybrid cars. And there's a bit of a learning curve. There's some issues with the hybrid cars. I don't believe they can be restarted from the cockpit. So,
oh, really?
Depending on where you are on the track, you may have an issue. If you
stall it out, you're kind of screwed, huh?
Yeah, you're kind of screwed. And it has the push to pass, but it has the hybrid power as well. So it was interesting. Now, it was interesting because the drivers are kind of, they've been doing the testing, but sort of in the full racing environment with the pressures of racing, what do you do? How does it respond? And you have to remember sort of the new issues that arise, like not being able to start it and stuff. But everybody had the same thing. So it wasn't like an unfair playing field by any means, but interesting to.
Worry, Matt. Penske team will figure out how to restart them from wherever they need.
Somebody will. Somebody will be like, oh, well, we have the remote restart. We didn't know we weren't allowed to use it.
We didn't know we weren't allowed to put a button in there to restart it. What do you mean? So, but
anyway, yeah, it was fun to see. And it'll be interesting, you know, come next year to see more of these in person, maybe see them Long Beach or something.
Yeah. And kind of an aside to, you know, the hybrid cars and like that, NASCAR put out a photo of a crossover of all things, because we've never seen a crossover in race trim at NASCAR. And the it said it's an e-racer, and it was supposedly around 1,341 horsepower. And what's strange is they don't have any E-Series even in the planning stage. So
they're thinking about a replacement. Like, this is going to be the new type of car, but I don't think it's going to work that way. You're right. I think it needs a standalone series like Formula E, because Formula E is still struggling to find an audience, certainly in comparison to, you know, the established racing that we're seeing. But we were talking about cool looking wagons just a minute ago,
and this kind of
looks like a wagon. It's just, it looks like a Pikes Peak kind of, you know,
absolutely.
Car. What's interesting is, they're looking to be sort of a much greener organization across the board. So instead of a carbon fiber body, it is a flax based composite. And I was like,
which is just what the Formula E uses, and the same company's developing it for them.
Is the car edible?
Well, if you're on a flaxseed diet, it is.
If you're looking for extra fiber, then you could eat the body of the car.
But NASCAR at the same time says they want to be zero emissions by 2035. A zero emissions race. So they're obviously headed that way. Now, will they make it or not? Who knows? But like you said, Formula E has found some footing, but nowhere near what Formula One is. You know, it's
or even IndyCar at this point.
Yeah,
Now,
why we're on the E thing? Mm-hmm. What is the deal with the driverless F1 thing? Please say that's just a demonstration and not an actual series that they're trying to push. I mean, it's so decadent and expensive to do F1 anyway. Who's wasting money on autonomy?
They're trying to find the gamers. They're trying to get the gamers.
Oh, my God.
We have other forms of electric racing on the water, on land, extreme E. We have a few. It's just, and they pull in some pretty notable drivers into those.
Well, but this
nobody
is autonomous.
Really stays. Yeah, the autonomous thing is weird to me.
It's
just drone racing.
I'm not okay with that.
It's live action video game racing, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they're trying to pull in the gamers, and they've got guys who were gamers as drivers. And, you know, if you look at drone racing, you know, I mean, it's like you said, Matt, it is just taking it to the next level. You know,
but what you're talking about, though, you would have a pilot just on.
These don't have pilots that I know of.
What you're talking about is autonomous, which is like.
Yeah. Oh, they're truly autonomous.
And it's funny because they're not very fast. They kind of at Abu Dhabi, they were on in April. And they had a showcase, I guess. And these things were running into each other and crashing. And they'd come up to a corner and just squirrely and drive off track or just stop. You know, I mean, they were doing goofy stuff, you know. But, I mean, it's interesting tech. But, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, F1 is so gluttonous and so expensive to have. It's kind of controversial in the current climate of climate change and all that. And then you have to build an autonomous one. I mean, maybe the offset is you're not paying the driver that much, but I would think that the tech in that thing and to develop something like that is more than you'd be paying a driver. So I don't know. What is the idea other than just ridiculous gluttony?
It's F1 is just so cool, though. I mean, it's like,
it's cool.
Even when you're watching it and they had a car that they had to retire because something went wrong with its gearbox, and they show the guy walk into the pits, and the pits are so fucking cool. I mean, everything's this glossy, you know, overdone.
Oh yeah.
That's true. Everything's
under glass. Yeah. That's what I mean. I think the autonomy of this series, if it's a series, it makes it to me kind of uncool. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, they're what's
watching the clips are hilarious because the cars just go nuts. They'll just be driving, then start darting all over the place and drive into a wall.
They're probably getting some tech direct from Tesla, and you know. And
Dallara makes the cars, which is interesting.
My
chassis builder makes a bunch of the cars.
My wife sent me something the other day, I think on Instagram, and it was. It was those taxis in Arizona. I guess they have them in San Francisco, and one of them, I guess it said it was a poorly directed street sign or something, and it drove into oncoming traffic, and it got pulled over by a cop.
Yeah,
it was. I saw that.
What is going on here?
They
it was one of the Waymo cars. Yeah, we have a bunch of them around here.
It was street construction, so they had redirected traffic, and it just read the signs when. And I like how when they pull it over, the cop on the video, he walks up and he goes, hello, hello. And all of a sudden you hear some guy in some monitoring station. Hello, this is the something, something, you know, and it's like,
and the cop's going,
really?
Oh, this is going viral.
The articles are funny. They're like, autonomous Waymo car gets pulled over by cops. No ticket issued.
Right. Just a warning.
Yeah.
Hey, it gives me an idea. Pay if I ever get pulled over man. Again, I'm just going to have like a thing on my that says Waymo. I'll just, you know, you put it on your and you recline the seat back, or you jump into the passenger seat and you go, oh, I'm a monitor, sir. Yeah, I'm just monitoring the Waymo car. Sorry that it was doing 130.
We've got Waymo cars out here in LA on the
west. Well, really?
Why are you bragging? Why, and you know, they. I don't know if you have way more than anybody else.
We got way more cars than we're here. And I was behind one of them. And then in Venice, there's this area, Windward Circle. And it's kind of a big circle with a statue in the middle. And it looks like a roundabout? But it's kind of, it's basically like a roundabout. And then the line it takes is interesting because it like stops at a stop sign and then it heads right toward the circle. And then when it gets within a certain distance, then it turns hard right. So instead of taking like sort of the shortest path, it kind of tries to square it up. It's like it goes straight, and then it turns right, and then it goes around the circle, and it made itself out. So it clearly figured it out.
It did the robot thing.
It did. Yeah, it did the robot thing. it didn't. Somebody was in the crosswalk. It didn't run anybody over. It seemed
That's good. It's always a
plus. That's incredible. Like I find. I mean, the data behind that stuff is. If you read any of those articles, is insane. I think we talked about it before, but they've collected so much data. But
they learn
those things. Yeah, I know. Those things are badass, but they're not applying that to this, you know, F1 autonomy.
The Abu Dhabi autonomous racing league.
Let's hope that none of these Waymo cars, since they learn, are online looking at the glacier jump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to throw Waymo cars off the top.
They're just going to drive off cliffs, you know?
Waymo seems to be doing it, I guess, better than others that I've seen so far. But
Waymo better.
They're doing Waymo better.
Oh, we're going to have fun with this one. I see a bumper sticker coming.
That's right. All right, guys. I think we're gonna call it a day, because I think we're Waymo over the time limit here. So
I think Brad's gonna drop Pal and adopt Waymo.
No way, Pal. Pal is Waymo better. So
see, here we go.
It's only Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Shift and Steer, and be sure to check us out on Instagram, each one of us, and where are we at online there, Matt?
Shiftandsteer.com is last I was told.
That's right, we are.
And way more content than you want to see.
Yeah, way more content. Way more content. See, I screwed it up already.
I didn't even know Waymo is the name of it.
Is it Waymo?
I think it is Waymo. Yeah. All right. You probably call there and they go, we have way more cars than our competitors. So anyways, all right, everybody. We'll be back next week, and that's a promise, not a Waymo threat.
Hey, girl. You can't make it? Aw, no te preocupes, next time. A friend canceling plans is actually music to my ears, and it's all thanks to IKEA. I've been to las discotecas, and I've socialized a lot. But now, nothing is more exciting than getting a good night's sleep. I've got IKEA blackout curtains, a comfy comforter from IKEA, dimmable lamps, and a mattress that feels like sleeping on a cloud. From, adivinaste, IKEA. Visit your nearest IKEA today and find everything you need para crear el cuarto de tus sueños.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Grandma's place always smells like pine. She said get out the chat room and clean my Glad.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.